This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to the Tobin M.
It's that seat. It's that seat.
It's spring break, man. It's spring break.
Spring break indeed, which means not only are we having an excellent time on the beaches and in the clubs, but also right here on the Tobin and Leroy show because it's Frog Week, baby. We've covered a lot in today's show. Jimmy Butler's return, of course. We have covered the latest and greatest with the Panthers, which hasn't been much. You know, they're on a break till Friday, of course. We've debated alligators and crocodiles. We've done it all here. We've talked Canes, of course, but I think it's time for us to do something we haven't done in quite some time. Leroy, if you can, please step on over to the Weatherplex and give us a weather report brought to you by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Your account, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at
866-954. It's mostly cloudy over on my part. It's between 80 and 85 degrees.
All right.
Light winds.
Sounding good. Oh, watch out.
Right around five, maybe a little more than 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Potentially a shower.
And I cannot tell because it's overcast which way the wind is blowing, but it looks like it may be coming out of the southwest. I'm not sure because nothing's moving. And based on just how it looks, this is not from any type of forecast. Based on how it looks outside, I would say there's a chance for an evening shower.
There's also a chance for a lot of ASMR. What is going on over there?
Yeah, this is good. This is a good weather report. I feel like I'm right in the stuff. Yeah, as of right now, I've got it listed at around 84 degrees. Thunderstorms are possible around 2:15 p.m. So be careful for that. You got winds out of the west, southwest at 5 miles per hour. Be careful, South Florida. Could be a stormy
this
evening.
This rain right now that you're playing. It's like giving me anxiety. Like,
right, it makes you feel like it's actually.
Really? I thought rain was a calming thing.
No, I don't like it.
How all of a sudden you get anxiety? I would figure you get anxiety from
the birds.
If we play like,
the birds.
No, not even that. She got that under control. But if you should play like train noises.
Oh, no. That gives me anxiety too.
Want to give you guys some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to your Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Do you guys know what today is? Obviously, it's
Aretha Franklin's birthday.
It is indeed RESPECT. Respect her. For it is her birthday. In addition to her birthday, it is also Elton John's birthday.
It's my niece's birthday.
And Vlad's niece's birthday. So.
Happy birthday, Isabel.
Do you call it, what do you call it? A heavenly birthday?
Yes. Well, that's what I don't know. What the
right,
proper
if you pass
term.
Away and then you celebrate the birthday?
Yeah, I think so. But if I was, for example, passed away, I wouldn't want an age. I think I'd pick whatever age I like the best. And leave me alone. I'm going to stay that age.
Okay.
No more birthdays for me.
Well, all right. Marcos.
Yeah.
You're about to call him me.
Let me just throw this out there.
Yeah, what's up?
If you're not here, you don't have a say in how we do it.
That's true. But that's true. You're right.
Is he shaming you beyond the grave or something? I'm so confused.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to write it in my will.
Yeah, we saying heavenly birthday to Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
If we didn't say how old she would have been.
Yeah. Which is, right? Let's see, she passed away in 2018, and she passed away at the
she
age
born
of,
in 1942. Yes. She'd be 83?
Yeah. That is correct. Yes. That is correct. She'd be 83. God bless her.
So, yeah, like.
I'll put it in the will, everyone. When I pass, you celebrate my 31st birthday over and over and over again. That means a lot of Jack Daniels.
I tell you what.
Yep.
Something about watching those games with that free booze.
Woo. Got me going.
Hey, yep. I was even getting limes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What were you drinking?
Oh, bad, though.
Just Tito's and cranberry.
Mm. This day, let's see if Leroy remembers this day. Color TV makes its debut. This was in 1954. RCA makes color TV possible.
Papa, what's this color that I see on the
screen? There's a couple of things.
Yeah.
One, I wasn't born.
Yeah, that's for sure. That would make you 71.
But two,
yep.
When the first color TV came out, we wasn't buying color TV. We was barely having TVs where I grew up.
Oh, yeah. It was $1,000 in 1954. So you can imagine with inflation.
$1,000?
Yeah, that's about a bajillion dollars.
You can get, basically right now, you could get a 65-inch flat screen for less than $1,000.
I was going to say, cheaper than $1,000. You're paying $1,000 for 65 inches. You're doing it wrong. I know a guy if you need, back of the truck. Wink, wink.
I used to know a guy.
I know. You said he used to know a guy.
Yeah, we used to play in tournaments together and stuff, and he sold TVs.
Yeah.
And the last time I made a call, he told me he sold the business. Mm. And then 2 weeks later.
R.I.P. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just meant to work. What else happened on this day? The first episode of The Bachelor debuted in 2002 on this day.
That's more of a Tobin holiday.
Yeah, for sure. He's celebrating that. What about D2, The Mighty Ducks in 1994? One of the best sports movies of all time for a child. And how about this? Yeah.
That movie wasn't better than Sandlot.
No, Sandlot's number one, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Sandlot's all right. Number one. Space Jam, number two. 1939. Billboard began publishing its first country music chart, but it was not called the country music chart. Back then, in 1939, it was known as Hillbilly Hits, which I don't know why we ever switched it. Hillbilly Hits.
What?
The way it rings.
It was
nice.
Called Hillbilly Hits.
That's
Hillbilly
wild.
Hits. 1939. Billboard magazine was like, these hillbillies got something.
These are hits.
Hillbilly Hits. That is how it was measured. Success. And probably the most shocking discovery. What? Somebody said something about me? 1939.
Point.
Okay. When Leroy and Shirley Temple first met.
I think Leroy named a drink after her.
Wow. I don't think Shirley Temple was born.
In 39? Nah, she was born. Let's see. When was Shirley Temple born? 1928.
Oh, okay.
Adorable.
Marcus, you know a guy with 65 inches?
I knew a guy with 196 inches. But,
hey, yo.
Yeah, buckets of Mets. Buckets of Mets, baby.
Hey, yo.
And the most shocking development as to what I found out happened on today, and this is in the year 31. That's right.
The year 31?
Just 31.
Okay. The 31st year?
The 31st year.
What happened?
The first Easter. That's what it says. Easter and its surrounding holidays are considered to be movable feats in that they do not adhere to a fixed date like Christmas or Valentine's Day. It's believed that the very first Easter was held on this day in the year 31 AD, according to calendar maker. Whew, not even going to pronounce this. I'm not even going to try that one. Okay, I'm going to try it. Dionysius Exiguus.
I know him.
Oh, you're familiar.
Yeah, back in the Bible days. That's, the religion.
That is indeed.
In Diagnostic.
Western. Yes. Diagnostic.
No,
Exodus.
No. you ain't.
Well, Easter always falls on a Sunday between March 22nd and April 25th.
It's always the third Sunday in April.
Apparently in the year 31, it was today.
By the way, what a coincidence. You know what day Easter falls this year?
What's that?
420.
It does?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, wow. The day right after my birthday.
Oh, we get it, J-Fig. Jeez. Always about her.
Hey,
always
about you. First of all.
Wow.
He ain't talking. Like, you missed Woo! That one.
No, I didn't. I know. Do you think that I'm going to miss something that people constantly tell me?
Yeah. I usually see you the
That's 3 days before my anniversary.
Wow.
Well, anything set for your anniversary there, Leroy? Is it a big one? I mean, it's always a big one, but is it a big numerical number?
Pause. Dude, listen. Yeah, I've been married a bunch of years.
What year?
This
what
crap
year?
Is exhausting.
What year?
What, to
right?
remember? The day that you...
No, not to remember.
What anniversary
but,
is
your... How you know,
what
say,
anniversary is
oh, long, this is the this is the 15th anniversary. You know what this is?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out.
Wood. You know what this is? Metal. Emerald. You know what this is?
Adamantium.
A what?
Why I got? Why I need a list?
It's what Wolverine's made of. What? Wolverine? What anniversary is this one? What year? What year? I mean, listen, Leroy, I didn't mean to expose you like that. If you don't know,
no.
Just what year did you get married, right? Leroy?
16.
Hello.
16. Okay, she's already on the phone. What anniversary is year 16? It is known as
sweet.
Huh.
Dulce.
Silver Hollowware. The hell is silver?
Silver See what
surfer?
I'm saying?
Silver Surfer?
Yeah.
I thought 25 was silver.
Me too. This is strange.
This is silver, like cubic zirconium.
What is hollowware, though? It's
I don't know why. I'm out here thinking about like kitchenware.
But you know what's interesting? I also see a lot of wax. It is saying wax as well.
Oh, it's a wax anniversary.
16.
You smoke it?
Wax. Different kind of wax. Maybe you can light it. You know, pour a little on there. I don't know what you got here.
Get a bubbler.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Yo.
Hey, look, you don't do what you got
to
do.
Go back to the wax.
Okay, sure. Because, you know, she has her own computer.
So 16 is wax?
Yes, 16 nice. Is wax.
I can do wax. Wax is cheap.
get her a Madam Tussauds.
Right,
we get to these precious metals and stuff.
Silver, yeah, they got a...
Give her
15 silver. Is silver, right? Or is it wood?
Well, 16, the traditional gift is wax, but the modern gift is silver hollowware, and J-Fig is pointing out that it says you can get her the color silver or emerald green, emerald. And the gemstone. I've never heard this of this gemstone. Maybe the City Girls invented this. Period.
What?
Period.
Oh.
It's peridot, but it looks like period.
Is it red?
It's a green gem symbolizing love, prosperity, and protection.
Really?
Period.
Period.
So if we get to that point, why can't it just celebrate 16 years?
Man, look, this is what you do. You say, listen, baby, I got you a candle.
I got a period.
I got you a candle, period. Wow, we are clowns.
Hey, don't worry. You wait.
Yeah, wait.
Y'all got tadpole right now, so y'all ain't really paying attention.
She actually knows like which what year represents what. I think she just wants something, right?
No, women would know.
I don't know any of this.
You're not married.
Then again, I'm not married.
This is how it went last year. Ooh, and listen, the trickeration behind this. Ooh, I got to look for an anniversary gift. You know this year is wood. Right? That's how she,
yeah,
like,
of course.
Yeah.
Kinda. So she be knowing.
She knows.
Period.
Oh, yeah, she period. Knows. She knows. Why you, like, you think your wife don't know? You best believe there's going to be subtle hints being dropped.
She knows what gifts are owed to her. Remember that push present? Stupid. All right, when we come back, we're going to have a quick segment here, Family Feud. We're going Petty Edition. Jimmy Butler coming back to...
But first,
Leroy will let us know about this fabulous event coming to Doral.
By Live Golf. They're coming back. You know we like to party down here. There's parties all over the place. The weather's beautiful. We love to golf. And Live Golf is coming again. Live Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th. And because it's at the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, all major championship winners, and more. They've got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining on Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy Marcos holding things down. Tobin out for the week, so it is Frog Week. And unfortunately, sometimes when you get caught up in the silly sauce, you ruin the clock. Therefore, we don't really have time to play Family Feud. So I got one question for you guys, and we have 10 seconds to answer it. What is one sign that the relationship is done between you and your current squeeze? Leroy?
You see him with another person.
That's a good one. What about you, Figgy?
Distant.
Vlad, you got one?
When they take one-legged three-point shots.
One-legged three-point shots is a clear indication that it is a wrap. We got more shenanigans and Family Feud coming up tomorrow on the show.
That was good.
Frog Week all week. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with Alex Dono.
This is a poison dart frog.
Right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Of course, Figgy was like, you know, it's the best time to go to the restroom right now. This will be the best time. But have no fear. I have figured out technology for I am. What we like to call on the show is business is a genius. And what we like to call this man in show business is a journalist. We're going to head out to talk to our boy, Alex Dono. Dono, I really appreciate you joining us, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know if I'd refer to myself as a journalist genius, sure. But I'm somewhere occupying this space. But Marcos, Leroy, Vlad, it's great to see you guys. And Jay Fig! Hello, Jay Fig!
Hi!
She kind of took my spot there, so I know you can't see me on the screen. Okay, there you go. But, Dono, I've been seeing a lot of this Cam Ward Pro Day, and I personally have been, you know, Cam Ward fan since day one. When I saw him tell Shedeur Sanders that he was soft because he requested water at practice, I knew that I had everything I needed at quarterback, and he just solidified that game one against the Gators and had arguably the best season I've ever seen from a quarterback at the University of Miami. He continues to impress. Please tell me what the hell happened yesterday.
Well, one of the things that I really like, and I know I'm not the first person to bring this up because he was interviewed. It was either NFL Network or ACC Network. I was somehow watching both of them at the same time yesterday, but he, after one of the dimes that he threw in the workouts, you know, he ran by the Titans brass, and all 32 teams were represented at Miami Pro Day. Now, only one of those can draft Cam Ward. The Titans are the team with the number one overall pick. And as he ran by the Titans brass, he said, "I'm solidifying it today." He said, "Like, so wow. he's got a little swag to go Come along on. With that."
Come on,
I think one of the things that, you know, I would say Cam has an advantage over Shedeur with is he can play multiple ways, right? And it's hard to tell whether Shedeur can do that when he was throwing Travis Hunter. You see, and it's not saying that he can't, but just seeing, you know, the way Cam played, he extended plays. He had some timely throws. He threw the ball on time at points of the year. My only question is, some of the things that he does, he's not going to be able to get away with. That lazy stroll outside the pocket, taking his time, almost going to a walk, he going to get killed.
Who, Cam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, I'm curious to see, is he playing the style of football that he can, or can he play the style of football that needs to be played? That's hard to tell when you take that next step. How? What are you hearing, or how's everybody talking about those things?
Yeah, a couple things on that. And again, I'm not saying you can simulate any of that in pro day. That's not what I'm saying here. But I know that the reps that Ward went through, a lot of the stuff was specifically what the Tennessee Titans wanted to see, like certain rollout situations, certain throws. So, like, he did tailor his workout to what the NFL teams, especially the one that's probably going to draft him number one overall. But, of course, to what Leroy's saying, that's all happening without, you know, a pass rush, and it's happening without 11 on 11 happening on the field. You know, I to me, and there's so much to love about Cam Ward. I mean, you can see the arm talent, the football IQ, the off the field stuff. I mean, he has the type of personality and the type of leadership every NFL team would want in their locker room. There's probably never been such a thing as a perfect prospect. And obviously Ward is not perfect. So to me, just watching him the last year and you know, doing a deep dive on what he did at Washington State as well before he got to Miami, I would say that one of the concerns that you would have about Ward is also part of what makes him great. So it's hard to take this out of his game, but sometimes the decision-making and the risk-taking, Leroy, where, right. You know, because we saw it a few times with Miami. I mean, a couple crossbody interceptions at a pick six, but also some incredible throws that he made crossbody that, hey, they're not going to be completions if you don't try them, right? So
yeah.
He's a bit of a gunslinger, and I think there's good and bad to the gunslinger mentality. You know, as far as getting away with, you know, being so, you know, lackadaisical in the pocket, that's going to be an adjustment, Leroy, no question, because, you know, assuming he's going to be a Tennessee Titan, but no matter what NFL team drafts him, you're probably not going to be playing behind the type of offensive line that Miami had this past year, where sometimes you had 6 or 7 seconds to just kind of hang back there and go through your reads. So everything's going to have to be done a lot more quickly and decisively at the next level. And I know that that's specific. Those are specific things that these NFL scouts and GMs that were out there, you know, want to. They've talked to Ward about that. They've gone through his film in the interviews, and they wanted to see him the best way you possibly can address some of that stuff in pro day. Because if there's anything that makes Cam Ward, you know, an imperfect prospect, I think it would be some of the risks that he takes out there, which obviously you've got to kind of find, you know, you've got to identify within a second or two, is this risk worth the reward? Like, that's what Ward is going to have to show teams at the next level.
Well, you just got to You just got to know, sometimes quarterbacks have been very successful being risk takers and gunslingers, but they understood time and place. And I think that's the part of it that's hard to see or hard to determine when you have a guy that's coming into the league that played behind a better offensive line and had all day to throw the ball. You know, like, cut that time in half. How good is Cam? You see, and that's kind of how you kind of, I'm more than sure that's how they are evaluating it. You know, not necessarily how lackadaisical he is,
mm-mm,
but.
What?
Made sense to me.
That word kicked his ass. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, my God. What was that?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Woo.
But anyway, you know, to be able to determine and kind of take that and move it up a stage in his career, what parts of that is he aware of and knows that he's not going to be able to do versus, you know, what we see on Saturday?
I think he's aware of all of it. You know, I think he did certain things while playing at Miami that I'm sure he understands that you've got to adjust your game to the NFL. And, you know, and it's funny because the other part, you know, that people would have been not me and probably not any of us, but I don't know if there were still any questions about why he sat down for the second half of the Pop-Tart Bowl, but that didn't seem to bother any of the 32 NFL teams that were out there scouting.
Wasn't that the second half of the game? Let me ask you about that. That seems like that was a plan going into the game.
Yeah, it was.
It didn't sound like they made it sound like it was a Tyreek situation where he came in at halftime and said, "I'm not going back out." It seemed very, and just the way people reacted on the sidelines, it almost seemed like they were very aware of the plan going into it, but the coach didn't do him no favors when he was explaining it.
Yeah, I thought he could have, Cristobal, been a little bit more specific about it afterwards. Like, yeah, I can understand not saying before the game, like, "Oh, by the way, Ward's only going to play a half." Like, there's no reason to say that before the game, but right after the game, he could have said something because he didn't actually really address it, Cristobal, until a week or two later. He was on, I think, ESPN being interviewed, and he kind of gave the full background there.
It would have been very easy to say, "Listen, we went to that game. We were going to play Cam because Cam really wanted to play." You go and say he didn't want to sit out this game. He really wanted to play, right? But then we got to what we planned on was getting the second half. We don't know who our quarterback is going to be next year. We're going to give somebody an opportunity to play in a real game situation.
And it's a good thing they let Emery play, because that wasn't exactly the best audition.
Yeah, it probably reinforced all I needed to see after that.
I'm sure it reinforced the idea that, hey, if Carson Beck is available, we got to go out and get him.
Oh, man. Breaking news, Juju Watkins. It was a season-ending torn ACL.
Yeah, we knew that. They said it yesterday. Bad, but anyway, yeah. So I'm excited. Now, what do you think about the other thing that kind of drives me crazy? Like, I fight like hell every year to say, look, in sports, every year is on a curve, right? Sometimes 9-2 will win the division. Sometimes 8-8, whatever, right? It's the same thing for quarterbacks. These are the best two prospects at quarterback this year. I hate when people say, "Oh, if they were in any other draft, they wouldn't even be first rounders," right? And that's kind of that's terrible in the prospects that year. And have you heard, you know, a lot of people saying that, yeah, the quarterback talent, even though there might be four guys going the first round sneakily?
Yeah, I think if Ward, you know, because obviously a big topic with Ward was if he had gone to the draft last year, he probably would have been the third day pick, right? Where now he's the number one pick. But I think that had more to do with what he just accomplished at Miami. So I think if Ward had been at Miami in 2023 instead of 2024 and just had the season he did, I think he'd be a high first round pick. I think a lot of it had to do with playing for Washington State, which was not a good team at all around him. He still put up big numbers, but Wazoo doesn't get the type of media attention that Miami gets. Like, I think Ward, and I will also say, I think Ward did get better and developed a little bit more during his 1 year at Miami. So I think it has more to do with that. I think big reasons why Ward went from, let's say, a fifth round pick to a first round pick, I think a lot of it had to do with what he accomplished on the field and not the other quarterbacks available. Because I would say that guys like Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, these would be top quarterback prospects, I think, any year. I don't think that's, you know, a specific thing to the quarterback class this year. I think Ward just made the most of his opportunity this season and got a chance to showcase his skills, where at Washington State, not a lot of people are paying attention.
You think this is a I think a lot of college kids are seeing these kids transfer and go get NIL in other places and then move up in draft while still getting paid. You think this will lend to guys staying an extra year or so because they're getting the NIL money and their draft the draft where they would get drafted wouldn't be as much money as they make NIL, so might as well go and try to improve their rating or their ranking.
Yeah, it's already happening more. I know, like, someone I kind of expected would stay in school, but he decided not to was Quinn Ewers. Like, I thought he was going to probably do.
Well, because he wasn't going to play. He could have transferred.
Well, he could have transferred somewhere else is what I'm saying. I think he could have transferred somewhere else. But still, like, Carson Beck, I know his decision was also partially injury driven because right. He wouldn't have been healthy to go through the pre-draft stuff. But this is another one who, you know, we hear he's making plenty of NIL money at Miami, who made that decision to come back another year. And honestly, Leroy, you framed it correctly. Why the heck not, right? Because you're probably, especially with the quarterback market going up and up every year in college, I mean, you are going to make more money, you know, your final year of college than you're going to make in your first year of a rookie contract in the NFL. Obviously, NFL money, you know, becomes different. Your second contract and the, you know, all the repeated years, it's a different situation. But if you feel like you can raise your draft stock the way Cam Ward just did by playing one more year in college, and you can also make seven figures while doing it, and that's right. Seven figures above board, not, you know, the SEC bagmen of 10 years ago, but you're making seven figures above board. I mean, why not put yourself in the best position to get drafted high? And I think Cam Ward is going to go down, especially once that happens, right? We're expecting him in about a month to be the number one overall pick. That's going to send a message to, you know, quarterbacks down the road that, hey, look what Cam Ward just did. Like, this guy made himself millions of dollars, not only for the college NIL, but millions of dollars in the NFL draft by playing one more season in college. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great thing.
Dono, you mentioned this guy's name. And it seems like ever since he came down here, the things that I've been focused on is what he's been doing off the court, whether his car's been getting stolen, whether he's cheating on his girl, or whatever rumors have been going around. Please make me feel better about Carson Beck. Is this guy, I know he won't be Cam Ward necessarily, but how big of a drop-off is he, and are the Canes still poised to do anything with this man running the show?
Well, okay, he's one of the most experienced quarterbacks in the country, and he has two full plus seasons of starting experience in arguably the most prominent college football program in America, or top three or four right now at Georgia. Like, there is nothing Carson Beck has not seen before. The guy is a senior. He's got a 24-3 record as a starter. Now, I know wins and losses, that's not a strictly quarterback stat, right? So you have to hope at Miami, because even Cam Ward, he just had like the best individual quarterback season I've ever covered.
Yeah.
Still didn't make the college football playoff. It wasn't his fault. That was the defense's fault.
Robbed.
So, you know, Miami is trying to fix the defense. They've added a ton of new players and a ton of new coaches on that side of the football. And, you know, the players look good. We'll see what they do when the games actually count. But I think the defense looks better. The running game should be really good. The offensive line is going to be just as good, if not better, than the one that Cam Ward played behind last year. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that concerns me, honestly, about Beck, and it's not the girlfriend stuff. I mean, maybe it's better if he's single for a while, focus on football, and, you know, doesn't have the TikTok girlfriend anymore. Like, I'm not so concerned about that stuff because he seems all focused on football right now. The only concern I would have is he's not cleared to throw yet, coming off the elbow injury. So he's missing some time, right? He's missing opportunities to get reps in spring football. He could basically be cleared like any week. It could happen like right before spring ends or right after spring football. So he's going to be fully available for summer stuff and fall camp and all that. But just like Beck not being able to throw right now is the only thing that's concerning to me. But at least if you're going to be in this situation, at least you're in it with a guy who's got tons of experience and a 24-3 record. So you would think he could hit the ground running faster than, you know, like a sophomore quarterback who doesn't have a lot of experience. So at least he's got that working for him.
Yeah. You're saying he doesn't have to be Cam Ward. He just has to be whatever remnants of what he's been these past couple of years. And the rest of the team has gotten better. That makes me feel.
Yeah. And Ward even said, like, Cam was asked yesterday, like, what would be his advice to Carson Beck, and part of that was just be yourself, right? Like, don't try to be anyone else. And if you're getting hate out there, just win games and you'll silence the haters. So yeah, I mean, Beck needs to make this offense his own. And, you know, I know he's been very active going through meetings, and he's out there in practice doing reps that don't involve throwing the football. So it's like he's engaged with the team, but I hope he's cleared to throw very soon because he needs to catch up with some of that stuff.
Dono, I want to thank you for joining us as usual. By the way, Dono joined us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Dono, I feel better about Carson Beck. I feel more informed about yesterday. I appreciate your presence as usual, good sir.
I'm also glad you got the message of the color scheme we have going on.
I see. Everyone's very festive in regards to it.
We're all matching.
You know, even Vlad has his Yankees hat on. Leroy's wearing that schmedium. Everyone is just doing what they need to do today.
Really? So I can't fat shame, but he could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
I mean, I think this is payback for everything you've done to him.
It's pretty lackadaisical.
It is indeed a little lackadaisical.
Yeah? Try it one more time.
Lackadaisical?
No, not you.
No, Leroy can't do it.
Nah, he's just gonna refuse to use that word anymore. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I know what he was going for.
Thank you again for joining us.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.